This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, quantum chromodynamics. Sure, you and I have never heard of it, but we'll explain why it matters, especially today. First, a new California regulation may permanently ban hand weeding in the state's agricultural industry. To do this job, you spend a lot of time working bent over. Farm worker advocates say it often leads not to just back pain, but back injuries. But farm owners and businesses say the ban will hurt them. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
53-year-old Juan Torres stoops over several strawberry plants as he works his way down a long row on a farm in Watsonville, California. He says to weed a strawberry field right, you have to get down low and do it by hand. But that back-breaking job has taken its toll on farm workers, and this week the state will ban the practice, possibly forever. The prohibition has won praise from farmworker advocates and protests from farmers like Vanessa Bogenholm, who owns a small organic farm in Watsonville. She says there's no tool more precise or careful than the human hand.
When you look at like all that new baby lettuce stuff that you see in the stores, that stuff is planted an inch apart, and there is no way to get a hoe in between there to clean that up. And when it goes in the salad plant, it cannot have foreign matter in there, which means it can be no weeds, period. They have to be pulled out of the field. How else are you going to do it?
Bogenholm heads the California Certified Organic Farmers Association, which fought hard for an exemption from the ban since they can't use pesticides for weed control. But conventional strawberry farmer Edward Ortega says he'll be forced to pour more chemicals on his plants if the ban is made permanent. And he says it's getting harder to compete with other farmers in states that don't have such cumbersome regulations.
The legislation, in my opinion, is more junk legislation to keep attorneys working. And it does nothing for the public, does nothing for really the farm workers. It's just more junk legislation that somebody can, in a cubicle, can feel that they pass something.
Ortega wonders how far activists plan to go since bending and stooping are part of the job on a farm. Farmers say mechanization and preventative medicine has helped ease some of farm workers' back pain. And they question the medical studies used in support of the hand-weeding ban. Most were done back in the 1970s. But chiropractor Nancy Wu, who practices in Watsonville, says farm work is definitely hard on the back. She's seen 35-year-old patients with degenerative back disease.
You shouldn't have been seeing some of the degeneration that I saw at that age till they're at least in their mid-50s, maybe even 60s.
Sitting in a restaurant in the tiny California Central Coast town of Soledad, 80-year-old Sebastian Carmona remembers the back-numbing pain during his more than four decades of work in the fields. Back in the mid-70s, he was a plaintiff in a landmark case that banned the use of the short-handled hoe in California. The tool was long synonymous with farm worker abuse in the state. Cesar Chavez's grandchildren even placed the 12-inch tool on his altar during the labor leader's funeral.
Porque era asadón largo y que no sabían cuál era el mayordomo. Todos estaban parados.
They didn't want to give us the long-handled hoe because the grower said unless we were bent over, they couldn't tell who was working and who wasn't.
Carmona says once the hoe was gone, the growers just made workers bend even lower and pull weeds by hand. Hector de la Rosa is a community worker with the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation, which has fought for the hand-weeding ban. He says he hears growers using the same excuses today as they did back during the fight over the short hoe.
They kept insisting, no, you should use the short hoe. You got to use the short hoe. Otherwise, we go broke. But we know that where there's a will, there's a way. And they didn't have the will until they were forced to have a will. And then they found a way. And I think the hand-weeding situation is going to be the same.
Under the new state regulation, farmers who can prove there is no other way to weed than by hand will be exempt from the ban. And growers that still use the practice must give workers an extra 10-minute break a day. 80-year-old Sebastian Carmona says workers must protect their rights and he'll keep fighting for better working conditions in the fields.
Mientras vivamos, no nos vamos a dejar. Y toda esa gente nos ayudó a nosotros. Y nosotros ya no trabajamos, pero tenemos obligación de ayudarles a ellos.
He says as long as he's alive, he'll fight, just like activists did for him back in the 70s. Barring any last-minute challenges, the new hand-weeding ban will become a permanent regulation in California by January. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.